This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. School teachers were in the streets of Hong Kong today to show their support for pro-democracy activists who have been staging anti-government demonstrations for almost 3 months. More rallies are scheduled through the weekend in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Last weekend's protests at Hong Kong airport spilled over into the work week, crippling one of the world's busiest air hubs for several days and sparking clashes between demonstrators and riot police. This all began as a peaceful protest to stop an extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to face trial in mainland China. But in recent weeks, there has often been violence. India has begun restoring telephone service today to Kashmir. The Indian-controlled section of the disputed region has been under lockdown since early this month, when New Delhi deployed tens of thousands of additional troops to Kashmir as it cut off landlines, mobile phones, and the Internet, and stripped the Muslim majority of its autonomy. The UN Security Council met Friday to held a private meeting to discuss India's decision to revoke Kashmir's special status, which has escalated tensions with Pakistan. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the United Nations.
After appeals from Pakistan, Permanent Council member China requested the meeting. Beijing's new UN envoy, Zhang Jun, said afterwards that India's decision has changed the status quo in Kashmir and caused tensions in the region.
China is deeply concerned about the current situation and opposes any unilateral action that complicates the situation.
Kashmir has been a regional flashpoint for decades. Nuclear powers India and Pakistan have fought several wars over the disputed territory since they both gained independence from Britain in 1947. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
It is the first time the Security Council has met in Kashmir since 1971. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Thousands of travelers at U.S. airports were hit by a nationwide outage of border processing systems on Friday. It lasted several hours. There was no indication the disruption was a malicious event. Micah Lillard is a spokesman for the Washington Airports Authority.
The computer system that Customs and Border Protection uses to admit international travelers into the country had an issue, and that affected their ability to process passengers at Dulles International Airport, as well as several others around the country.
There are continuing reverberations here in Washington over the decision by Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib against going to Israel, even after being granted permission for a humanitarian visit. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Israel gave Tlaib a permit on humanitarian grounds to visit her family, but the Michigan Democrat says she will not accept, citing what she says are oppressive conditions meant to humiliate her and which would break her 90-year-old grandmother's heart. Israel's Interior Minister earlier said Tlaib made a formal request to visit and had agreed to follow restrictions. Under pressure from President Trump, Israel took the unprecedented step of saying it would deny Tlaib and fellow lawmaker Ilhan Omar entry to Israel and the West Bank because they back a boycott of the Jewish state. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A week after the fact, it is now official. Jailed American billionaire Jeffrey Epstein died of suicide. Here is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The 66-year-old financier accused of sex trafficking was found dead in his New York jail cell last Saturday. Now the medical examiner's office has released a statement saying the autopsy and other evidence confirmed Epstein hanged himself at the federal jail. He had been placed on a suicide watch last month after he was found on his cell floor with bruising on his neck, but that watch had been lifted. The attorney general says Epstein's death remains under investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The new top-ranking U.S. intelligence official is promising that America's intelligence agencies will be undeterred in its work. A day earlier, his predecessor Daniel Coats and his deputy were ushered out of the government. Coats and his second, Sue Gordon, had resigned. Acting Director Joseph McGuire said he is focused on leading the intelligence community and providing critical information in support of the nation's security. American actor Peter Fonda died Friday after suffering respiratory failure from lung cancer. Fonda was best known for the counterculture classic Easy Rider. He passed away at his home in Los Angeles. Peter Fonda was 79. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more.